Thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me, Jared.
Absolutely.
This is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for us to chat. I think we should waste no time. Let's dive right into it. If you could tell the audience a little bit about your background, we can start there.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Kirtika Parmeshwaran. I'm a Wharton alum and the founder and CEO of Vital Start Health. We are a Penn Center for Innovation startup building the first maternal mental health telemedicine platform using virtual reality and artificial intelligence. I began this with a very personal firsthand experience of having postpartum depression with my firstborn. And I'm really passionate to be able to address this problem and a really age-old problem, along with my co-founder, Dr. John Cho, who is a neonatal quality officer at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and an associate professor at Penn Medicine.
And can you tell us a little bit about before Vital Start, what were some of the also how did that experience help prepare you to get you to where you are today?
Oh yeah, definitely. So yeah, a little bit about me in terms of background. My background is in engineering. I began in R&D. I've done a lot of research on, with the Department of Defense on research bleeding edge projects, more in the telecom space. I also have a DARPA award from that. But I realized, after a decade into it, I realized that I was really longing to solve real world problems. And with that, I got this degree from Wharton School of Business and jumped right in onto the corporate side with product management, sales, working directly with the CTO of an Ericsson subsidiary as well. And that has given me the, a real grounding and a view across a complete organization and the strength to, take this startup forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, and now you're at Vital Start. Super exciting. You guys are located, is the whole team located in the Philadelphia area?
Yes. So the company is based out of the Penn Center for Innovation, and we are in Philadelphia. The team is growing though. So, happy to connect with folks who are interested in joining our technical team or the sales and marketing team as well. Those are the areas we're kind of looking right now actively, especially after our current selection into an incubator from the Science Center in Philadelphia called Launch Lane.
Yeah, congratulations. That's super exciting.
Thanks, Jared. Yes.
When is that expected to start up, that program?
It's expected to start up very soon, actually. I want to say around mid-March, just waiting for the final documents and the press release to come out to tell you a lot more about it. But the team is great. I've known them for a while, and I really respect them. The Science Center, especially, they're doing a lot of great work in the Philly region. And I think this is going to propel our company forward and help us grow and get into the soft launch, which I'm aiming for this year. This is the year, I like to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, last year's crazy year.
For all of us.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you're really excited about as we head into, we're almost already towards mid-March, right? We're almost, a quarter of the way through the year. What are some of the things you're really excited about in terms of your business for this year?
I mean, we're starting off really strong. That's what I feel. We just completed a feasibility study at a leading NICU. And, the study results have been really promising. So we can take this now and go after even further research because we're building a digital medicine platform. So we're evidence-based, we're using an evidence-based approach. So we need to have that solid base of metrics to prove out the platform. We'll continue that sort of the R&D through grants and such, but then I'm excited that I'm getting a lot of inputs from different NICUs across the country who are interested in this. And I think we will be launching at least a soft launch this year to test the waters for product market fit.
That's exciting. Can you talk us through how things, how things work, how things will work to some degree for providers that want to use the platform?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Jared. So what we're building is a cloud-based platform, and it's going to be a web portal as well as a mobile app. So really easy to use for end users here would be parents, infants initially, and then all mothers or even dads going through the postpartum phase where they're running into mood and anxiety disorders. Funny enough, I know this is digressing a little, but when we did our study, it was dads that were really excited. So we have both dads and moms participating in the study and showing some really good results. So I feel confident that we can build a really inclusive system that's easy to use for providers. We will be integrating with the EMR on the back end, and this will really help them focus on this issue in a very targeted way and hence improve outcomes. And that, you know, brings greater patient satisfaction, Prasgani scores and so on. So, and of course, additional reimbursement revenue as well.
Perfect. That's exciting.
Thank you.
What when you're looking for people to join your team, what are some of the things that you, I guess in your mind, really stand out that would make them a good fit for working with you and the Vital Start team?
Yes. So from a technical point of view, you know, like even a position of a lead engineer or a CTO, what I'm looking for is someone who has deep digital health experience, has potentially worked at the provider end, because I need someone who understands the nitty-gritty details on how to integrate a platform like ours with providers. And someone who has that leadership capability and at the same time wants to do something that is impactful, has that, you know, the go-getter attitude that you need in a startup space. So I need all of that above on the technical side. And on the sales side, I need someone, again, who is well-entrenched in this space in healthcare and digital health particularly, and who can help us really grow aggressively in the next few years.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have you, and continuing to add to that team and go after your mission, I think it'll be really exciting to see how things progress. Just so the audience knows too, this is really your intro podcast with Slice of Healthcare. The goal is to have you and, you know, other members of the team on as you continue to move forward, and we can kind of cover different issues and different things happening in your space more closely. But this is really to give them a good overview of you, Vital Start, what you're doing, you know, why it's important to you. And, you know, I guess one of the last things I really want to add quickly is where can people learn more about you?
Oh, yeah. So first of all, Jared, thank you so much for this opportunity. I look forward to continuing our conversation here and going deeper. I mean, you know, this is a fascinating space and there's a lot of disruption coming. So I feel confident we'll have a lot of things to discuss. And to hear, you know, to learn more about Vital Start, you can go to our website, www.vitalstarthealth.com. And, you know, you can also follow me on LinkedIn. I'll be putting out a lot of information as we progress. And we'll also be growing our digital footprint slowly, but surely. Right now, it's like we're in the STEMI stealth phase, but we want to grow this very quickly. So I look forward to seeing all of you there and connecting with you. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back on soon.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Block Health. Block Health is building the ecosystem of services and solutions to power the future of healthcare. Through their platform, healthcare professionals and organizations can enter, upload, and share core credentialing documents and information. Professionals and organizations then have the opportunity to use that information to order multiple services and solutions like credentialing, state license registration, certifications, payer enrollment, renewals, and more. On average, the Block Health platform saves users 40 to 60% on credentialing and licensing related costs. Organizations can use Block Health as an extension of their team or as their whole licensing and credentialing team. Today, Block Health works with some of the top healthcare organizations. To learn more about Block Health, please visit www.blockhealth.com. That's BLOCHEALTH.com, and follow them on their social channels @Block Health. Thanks for listening. Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.